fantasy football today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Let's go.
Now, here's Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
Time for some starters in for the fantasy playoffs. Getting ready for week 14 here on Fantasy Football Today. Adam, Dave, Jamie, Heath. And we've got a lot of AFC home games, so actually we had to put a couple off until Friday's show. That'll be Monday night and Sunday night's games. Good morning. I understand we are about to make a transaction. We're all going to get in on some Bitcoin here, Heath.
It's the time.
All right.
This is the moment. Not 6 months ago or a year ago when it was only worth a couple dollars. You wait till it's worth $16,000 and then you go after it.
$16,000.
This is all Heath can talk about.
He's
like, ever since
it.
I walked in here, every sentence he said has had to do about Bitcoin.
Yeah, he's big on it. What are we going to buy with our Bitcoin?
Nothing. You don't buy anything with your Bitcoin. You wait
you
until
just
it's
sell
worth
it?
Millions and millions of dollars,
oh, okay.
And then you sell it.
Okay, yeah. No, I mean, it seems like a sure thing. Okay, enough of the financial talk here. We're going to give you some sleepers for Week 14. Of course, we'll go through eight games today, including one that we talked a lot about yesterday, Jacksonville and Seattle. So if you missed yesterday's podcast, around the 40-minute mark, we talked in-depth about Russell Wilson, about Leonard Fournette, and about Doug Baldwin, but we'll get to
Baldwin.
Everything else. What did I say? Baldman.
Baldwin.
Baldman. We have the start-o-meter, Dave.
Yes, we do.
The start-o-meter.
Oh, you want me to say startometer?
You can say startometer, yeah.
Okay.
And a lot of news and notes around the NFL. Jamie's here. He hasn't spoken yet. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, buddy.
Minute 20 in, and we welcome you.
We stole your wallet.
I know Dave has it in his
pocket. I have it.
Yes, so please give it back.
Oh, we're going to play a game later.
All right, wonderful. Can't wait. So who are some sleepers for Week 14 that we like?
Jason Witten.
It's a good one. It's a good sleeper for this week. I was going to start running down the list of running backs that we picked up off of waivers, like Peyton Barber. If he's still the guy in Tampa Bay, I think he has a chance to be that guy based on how bad Doug Martin was before he got hurt. You've got Giovanni Bernard. Could be amazing this week. And T.Y. Hilton, does that qualify as a sleeper?
I think so, actually.
At this
yeah.
point,
I
like him as long as Tre'Davious White is out for Buffalo.
Yeah, he practiced on a limited basis, so it sounds like he's going to play.
Is he still in the protocol?
I believe everybody's still in the protocol that's ever been in a concussion ever.
What does that mean?
Amari Cooper's not. He's out of the protocol.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
that's good.
He's out, so is Doug Martin. But Zach Ertz still in.
Yeah, and Joe Mixon is still in the protocol as well. And the Doug Martin thing is interesting because, you know, we are hoping for Peyton Barber, Dave. Like you just said, you just called him a sleeper. But Doug Martin's trending in the right direction. So we're hoping that Barber remains the starter. But maybe we were smarter. You were smart, Heath, for prioritizing Giovanni Bernard.
Maybe I was smart.
Buy some Bitcoin.
I'll give you a deep sleeper, and it's James White.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay.
If Chris Hogan doesn't play and Gronk suspended, we talked about this yesterday. They threw 10 passes to their running backs.
11
passes to their running backs the last game that Gronk missed. And that was when Hogan was there and got 11 targets.
Mm.
So I think, like, I love Rex Burkhead this week, but it's a possibility that Lewis, Burkhead, and James White could all be good.
Well, that's interesting.
Because they only have one receiver.
Makes me feel better about Rex Burkhead for sure. What about Frank Gore? 6 of 8 running backs with 15 or more carries against Buffalo have scored 9 or more fantasy points in standard scoring leagues. It's like, look, you're talking about playoff teams with good rosters. Most people probably aren't relying on Frank Gore, but he might get you like 60 yards and a touchdown.
He's got a Lamar Miller feel to him this week.
Yeah. All right, so those are some sleepers for you. Start-o-meter!
Start-o-meter.
So, you know, the reason why I'm doing this is I don't want to wait an hour to get to some of these guys because, you know, some of the games at the end of the show, they take a long time for us to get to them. So how about LeSean McCoy against the Colts? I know there are different opinions here. He's the low guy on LeSean McCoy. 0 to 10. 10 is an absolute must-start, no-brainer. 0 is no way. Staying away from him. LeSean McCoy against the Colts.
I'll give him a 10 against Indianapolis. The workload should be there for him. I know Nathan Peterman at quarterback isn't ideal, but it's what he's got to deal with. Joe Webb will be in there a little bit, too. Maybe that'll help on a couple of rushing plays. But Indianapolis' run defense is not that great, and I think McCoy can take advantage.
I like what he said yesterday, too, that he still sees them as a potential playoff team. So I think that means something to him. So it's on his shoulders. They're not going to make Nathan Peterman go out and beat them. If this is a tougher opponent, I would totally agree with the quarterback situation. But the Colts' run defense is awful.
Heath, 0 to 10 for McCoy?
4. Like, yeah. I'm not saying I definitely have to bench. You definitely have to bench him, and I understand most people just won't. You probably don't have somebody that's better anyway. But Joe Mixon's out this week. I would start Gio over LeSean McCoy.
Anybody else?
Ooh. Now, that's all assuming that Nathan Peterman is going to be the quarterback.
You know, actually, his best game of the year, arguably, was the Peterman game.
That's true.
I don't remember when all the production came. I think some of it came in the first half.
I think he had a great run to open the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he struggled
and
the rest
of the
way.
And just for Adam's sake, because I know he loves this stat, running backs against the Colts, last five games, the Bengals averaged 2 yards per carry, the Steelers 3.4, Titans 3.5. The Jags 2.8. The Texans did go 4.4.
No, I know. All year long, they haven't been. I know they haven't been.
They had
that bad.
A bad stretch where the Titans and the Jags both went over 5 yards per carry against them.
But Jonathan Hankins is banged up, might not play, and that would be a pretty big loss for them. So keep that in mind. That's an injury you need to keep an eye on. Colts defensive tackle Jonathan Hankins. All right. So there's a difference of opinion there with Dave and Jamie saying McCoy for sure, and Heath saying, yeah, maybe you start a waiver wire guy over him, like. Not Peyton Barber, though. Gio,
no.
Yes. But
Gio's the only waiver wire guy I would start over him.
Okay. We're going to cool our jets on Gio if Joe Mixon's cleared, though.
If Joe Mixon's cleared, Gio's going to fall out of my top 48.
Yeah, of course. He has to.
All right. Jaguars DST, Seattle DST. Even the Seahawks DST has actually been great, even with the losses. But what is the Jaguars DST on the starter meter, guys?
10.
10.
9.
Yeah. I think you all have him number one. I was surprised.
I think we all kind of gave up thinking about it because you look at what they've done this year, two games below 10 fantasy points in a standard league and three games over 30 for a DST. That's insane.
Yeah, it's incredible.
They've been great, and they four of their last five, 13 plus. I think that they're just what am I talking about? You're going to start them.
Okay. Seattle DST, 0 to 10. Jamie. Seahawks.
Six, seven.
Yeah.
I'm still going with an 8. I'm not. They're not as good away from home, but they'll get to portals.
They haven't been as huge as Jacksonville's DST. Their last seven games, they've been anywhere between 11 and 18 fantasy points, save for one game. And that was in week 11. And they're playing against Blake Bortles.
Yeah, but he's not playing that badly.
He's not playing that badly, but he can turn the ball over a little bit.
The Colts DST. I know there's a difference of opinion here. Colts DST facing the Bills, 0 to 10.
No.
Six.
Hey, I don't think you have them ranked, Dave.
No.
You're not feeling it.
They're not good.
Have you seen Nathan Peterman?
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Well, Nathan Peterman threw five picks against the Chargers.
And a half.
Colts might get like two.
Okay.
And I don't know if they're going to get a lot of sacks on top of it. And, I'm not ready to trust a bad defense.
Okay. Would you start the Ravens or the Colts?
Probably the Ravens.
Colts.
Easy. All right. Josh McCown at Denver. Denver's allowed multiple passing touchdowns to five straight quarterbacks.
I don't love him. I know that he's got a great matchup. Eventually, Denver's defense gets right. I don't know if this is exactly going to be the week, but he's not in my top 12. He's kind of a borderline starter. I'll say 5.
3.
Josh McCown, Jamie?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's coming down from, I think it'll be 17 fantasy points, so I think he's like a 5.
Okay. Duke Johnson. Packers allow the fourth most catches per game to running back, seventh most receiving yards per game. Duke Johnson, start-o-meter.
5.
This is PPR, right?
Yeah, PPR, sure.
5.5.
I said 4 on McCoy, so I'll say, I guess, 3 on Duke.
Okay. Jamie, Duke Johnson?
PPR?
Yeah.
3.
So,
standards, 1.
Would you guys start Demaryius Thomas or Duke Johnson?
Thomas.
Jamie hates the Broncos.
I might say Demaryius.
Anybody on waivers available?
I'm really interested in Demaryius. It's a great, great matchup this week. We talked about that yesterday. And Jordan Howard, a couple more. This game is going to be one of the last ones we talk about, the Bears-Bengals game. So Jordan Howard at Cincinnati. Vontaze Burfict missed the first three games of the season. In those three games, four running backs had 19 or more touches against the Bengals. Only one of them scored double-digit fantasy points in standard scoring leagues. So it didn't hurt them like it used to. Jordan Howard at Cincinnati, guys. By the way, they give up the fifth most fantasy points to running backs.
Yeah, but Jordan Howard's not getting the type of work that we are used to seeing. His snap count has actually gone down over the last few weeks. I'm very nervous to trust him. I'll give him a 3.
3.
Would I give Duke Johnson? 3?
I think you gave him a 3 and a 1 based on league scoring.
I'll give Howard a 4 in standard, a 1 in PPR.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, it's a good matchup, but so were the Niners, and Howard had but 3 fantasy points.
I would start Frank Gore over him.
Yeah,
I would
too. It's not
yeah,
I'd start Frank Gore over him too.
Yeah. Hey, okay. And finally, Giovanni Bernard. The Bears, I could give you the numbers, but just take my word for it, not good on the road against running backs. So Giovanni Bernard, assuming Joe Mixon's out, 0 to 10. Jamie?
If Mixon's out, 8.
11.
9.
Okay, yeah. I'm excited to start him, assuming Mixon's out. But I'm hoping Mixon gets healthy. We like that.
I hope he gets healthy, too, just sometime in the future.
I hope he gets healthy tomorrow, and he just doesn't feel like playing.
Wins the lottery, as you like
wins
to say.
The lottery, as Dave likes to say.
That's how it is.
Wins the lottery.
You got a great tweet about your wallet. Somebody said,
"Is that what you've been doing this whole time?"
No, but somebody said, "Put it in the shower. You'll never find it."
That is a good tweet.
That I showered.
That is
yesterday.
A mean tweet.
Do you guys feel?
Wait,
like
you haven't showered today? We're all in the same room, and
I showered yesterday.
Yeah,
like last night.
I showered today. You guys?
I've showered today.
I'm not a morning shower. I'm a night shower.
Strange.
I like no. It's not. This makes more.
Jamie, smell him. Let's see how. Let's see.
All
how
of
bad
my
it
crazy
is.
Quirks make a lot of sense. You don't want to get into your bed dirty. I like to get into my bed clean. Because then now you have a dirty bed forever.
You don't ever sweat at night?
No, I'm not as.
Oh, you don't live in Florida anymore.
I never have been a sweat.
Yeah,
we have air conditioning. You have ever? You have that?
I have air conditioning. Yet? I'm a night sweater.
You are? Nah, not me. Not so much. All right. Hey, guys, I got to talk to you about SimpliSafe. Okay, it's holiday time. Everybody's going away, going out of town. You got to lock up. You got to make sure you got home security. With SimpliSafe, everything you need to protect your home. No long-term contracts, no insulation costs, no hidden fees. That is really outstanding. And you've got 24/7 professional monitoring for a price that's like crazy, $14.99 a month for SimpliSafe, which is, by the way, SimpliSafe.com. So if you want to get that $14.99 plus $100 off, you go to SimpliSafe.com/FFT. I've been telling you the sale ends soon. It does end soon. Get on this now. Take advantage of the offer. $100 off. SimpliSafe.com/FFT. SimpliSafe.com/FFT. Very important stuff and a really good way to save money on something that you need. So, again, SimpliSafe.com/FFT. Simply with an I instead of a Y. How you guys doing? I feel like it's been very formal so far.
Let me ask you a question, speaking of formal. Uh-huh. So your decision to shower at night, so you have clean sheets.
Yes.
Does that take you off the hook of cleaning your sheets every week?
Every week?
Yeah.
Yeah, we wash our sheets once a week.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Probably. We're not that good at that.
Oh, man.
I would say every other week.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but, yeah, no, I'm a very clean person, so sure, I don't need to.
I agree
you
with
hear
that.
Something?
I agree that you're a clean
person.
Like,
you don't ever go outside to get germs.
Correct.
So you need to wash your sheets when you get back because you're bringing all these things from the outside
That's
world
true.
Into your home.
Oh, airplanes.
Cat hair.
I don't know if I ever told you this, but when I went on my honeymoon, I forgot deodorant.
Okay.
Went the entire week, did not wear deodorant.
On your honeymoon?
Yep. And was that a problem? Was not a problem.
I envy you for that.
That's not really that surprising.
I'm not as. And when I was like at the beach, sure, I was probably sweating, but you know, you're at the beach.
Right.
I was very proud of it.
I would make a beeline to like the little shop at the airport to go buy deodorant.
The thing is, they didn't.
I can't do that.
In Bermuda, like they had deodorant at the hotel, but it was not like an American brand. It's like, and I'm sure it was fine.
Cheap East deodorant.
I'm sure it was fine, but if they had like. Whatever I use, degree or whatever the heck
you
it
went
is.
Your entire honeymoon without deodorant.
Yeah. And I'm very proud of it. I'm very proud of it.
Oh, I feel for your wife. I'm compelled to tweet that quote.
You don't have to tweet it.
I mean, know I don't have to, but.
People are going
to
hear it. It was a badge of honor for me. News and notes. No wonder we didn't make any friends there. Tyrod Taylor did not practice, so we're expecting Nate Peterman to play. Matthew Stafford's status is unknown. Are you expecting Stafford as of right now?
No.
If you have to make your Thursday night decisions.
I'm starting both quarterbacks over him.
Yeah. And you're starting, I think we said yesterday, Sanu and Ginn over Jones and Tate right now?
I am, but I believe I'm alone in that.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going anywhere near Jones and Tate if Stafford's out. Right?
Depends.
I think Rudolph is okay. And I think he's going to end up having to throw a decent amount in this game against Tampa Bay, and I think that Jones is going to be the one who he targets.
Okay. Running backs. Mark Ingram's questionable with a toe injury. So you got Ingram questionable for tonight and Left guard, Andrews Pete is out.
Andrews Pete is out.
Teron Armstead might play. Now, Pete was actually playing left tackle last week with Armstead
right.
out. So it might not be a huge loss, but I mean, what are you worried about Ingram?
Schefter tweeted this morning, I believe, that he is expected to play.
And you guys are cool with it also?
We don't know if he's limited or not. We haven't heard anything like that. You're going to have to keep an eye on Twitter, news feeds, et cetera, leading up to the game. If there's any hint of him being limited, then maybe you shy away from using him. But otherwise, you know what he's capable of doing. He's been so good this year. You've got to keep him in your lineup.
Joe Mixon's in the concussion protocol still. Amir Abdullah was limited at practice, so he might play this week.
And yay.
Doug Martin looks like he will play this week, and we just don't know what to expect there, but we'll preview that game tomorrow. And Adrian Peterson's status is unclear right now. They have Tennessee, and we'll preview that game tomorrow.
I posted a poll. When should you shower when coming into an office?
Okay.
Morning before work or the night before after a long day?
All right.
And the Adrian Peterson thing, like, Bruce Arians indicated he's not been cleared by a doctor yet.
Okay.
So he may have said on Friday it was a game-time decision, but as of Wednesday, he's not been cleared by the doctor.
And apparently Martin is still in the protocol, too. I said that
I
he
thought
wasn't.
So, yeah.
Yes, he is.
But he practiced.
A full
right.
practice.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So he's got to get cleared. We don't know. Maybe the Bucks leave him in the protocol this week.
And Kervin Williams is still dealing with that rib injury. He didn't practice either.
No. Sleeper? Deep sleeper? Anyone?
He's okay.
No. If they're
going to say DJ Foster again?
Oh. DJ Foster. Yeah, or nobody. Sterling Shepard has a hamstring injury as we go to wide receiver news. So that popped up, and that's not good. We'll see about Shepard. Robert Woods is questionable, has not been ruled out yet against the Eagles. Amari Cooper is out of the concussion protocol. It's now the ankle that could keep him out, but we'll see at Kansas City. Chargers wide receiver Mike Williams has a chance to play this week, which doesn't really matter for him, but could matter for Hunter Henry. Would you guys draw? You have Hunter Henry as a top five tight end. If Mike Williams plays, is he out of the top five?
No.
Nope.
I don't think so.
All right. Rishard Matthews expects to play this week. Is he a start or a sit at Arizona?
Sit.
I would sit him because he would probably get covered by Patrick Peterson for most of the game.
Will Fuller has a chance to play. If Will Fuller plays, does Steven Anderson drop out of your top 12?
No. It hurts him.
He drops him, out of my top 10, but probably still in the top 12.
Right. I moved him up yesterday. I'd probably move him back down a little bit.
Other tight ends. Greg Olsen practiced in full. Is Greg Olsen a start this week against Minnesota?
No.
No.
Really?
So he's like a
Steven Anderson.
He's
or
behind
Greg
Anderson. He's behind Ricky Seals-Jones.
But I don't know if he's too much farther behind those guys.
I have him 13th.
I think I have him 10th or 11th.
All right. Zach Ertz is still in the concussion protocol. So Trey Burton is a sleeper right now. Jordan Reed seems unlikely to play.
I believe he was ruled out.
He was? Vernon Davis, anyone?
Nope. See, this is the week that Vernon's going to go off.
Right.
Because we couldn't trust him anymore. The last 2 weeks, three targets, he sucked, and now he's going to
be good.
He has
an awful matchup.
He does have a bad matchup, yeah. That helps you make the decision. But if you're totally stuck, like Trey, if Zach Ertz and Jordan Reed are both out, Burton or Davis?
Burton.
All right.
Niles Paul is getting more targets and receptions the last 2 weeks than he is.
On the offensive line, Dallas right tackle Lael Collins is questionable. Detroit right guard TJ Lang and right tackle Rick Wagner miss practice. Mitch Morse for the Chiefs. He could miss this week's game with a foot injury. And on defense, Sean Lee is going to play for the Cowboys. It's not good news for Orleans Darkwa. I mentioned Jonathan Hankins, Colts defensive tackle. He has a chest injury. Pernell McPhee for the Bears. He may miss this week's game with a shoulder injury. He's a linebacker for them. The Chiefs suspended Marcus Peters. The Jaguars, great linebacker, Telvin Smith, is in the concussion protocol. He missed last week's game. He's still in the concussion protocol. And for Cincinnati, guys, I know a lot of people like Cincinnati's DST. Drake Kirkpatrick's in the concussion protocol. Vontaze Burfict is as well. And Adam Jones is injured. So that's three very good players for their defense.
Who are they playing again?
They are playing the Browns. The Bears.
The Bears.
And who's their quarterback again?
Mitchell Trubisky.
Who are their receivers again?
Yeah. Do you care? I guess you don't care.
No.
I care a little bit.
It bothers me a little bit. But to Dave's point, they're bad.
So, Heath, important math question for you. You're a numbers guy. Roger Goodell signed a 5-year contract extension.
Uh-huh.
How much Bitcoin, if he meets all the incentives, how much Bitcoin could he potentially buy?
One.
One, yeah. It'll be worth $200 million in 5 years. Some things to tell you about. Ion Fantasy Football, Saturday night on CBS Sports Radio, 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern. Call us up. We'll take plenty of calls No, I heard last week didn't get to that many phone calls. Guys.
It was quality, not quantity.
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird because was Heath on last week?
Yes.
He's usually great for phone calls.
Well, he was, and he was great for phone calls again last week.
He gets to the point. He just gives you answers.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Fantasy Football Today is our live video show. It's noon Eastern Monday through Friday and 11 a.m. Eastern on Sunday. And remember, you want to buy a holiday gift, cbssports.com/gift. If you want to buy some sports gear for the holidays and use the promo code CBSFantasy, 15% off your order of $75 or more. URL is cbssports.com/gift, and the promo code is CBSFantasy. We go to the Jets at the Broncos. So we talked a little bit about Josh McCown. He's, what, outside the top 12, right?
Yes.
But an okay start.
Yep.
All right. You know what? Let me go to the wide receivers. Let's talk about Robbie Anderson. Denver has allowed, look, we know the book on Denver, not a lot of yards, but a lot of touchdowns in the passing game. But they've allowed 70 or more yards to a wide receiver in four of their last five games. Alshon Jeffrey, Brandon Cooks, Cordarrelle Patterson, and Kenny Stills. So if you're kind of like lukewarm on Josh McCown, how are you feeling about Robbie Anderson?
I think Robbie can score. I think he can give you double digits in fantasy points. He's been doing that at a regular clip. Consistency at wide receiver, who'd have thunk it? And I don't see the Broncos being good enough to slow him down. I think just the targets he's been getting and the aggressiveness of this Jets offense has turned Robbie Anderson into a fantasy superstar.
He is a solid number two for me.
Six straight games with nine or more fantasy points in standard, and that includes games against the Falcons and the Bills, who are both top seven against wide receivers. The Broncos are fourth best. So he's had tough matchups in that stretch, and he's still done very well. Jermaine Kearse, Jamie, 69% owned, two straight games with more than 100 yards. Starter sit Jermaine Kearse.
Number three receiver. I mean, the interesting thing for me about this entire game is you can run on Denver. And so will they be able to run on Denver? Will they do what they did last week where they had 18 carries for Powell, 15 carries for Forte, and whatever McGuire did? So, you know, 35-plus carries.
Five carries for McGuire.
So if that's the game script, I don't think you're going to get the big game from the two receivers because I don't think Denver's going to score very much because their offense stinks.
Right. So I did point this out yesterday. They had 43 minutes of possession against the Chiefs. I think that inflates the carries a little bit.
Of course.
But it could be like 15 and 13 for those.
No, I'm not
guys.
Saying they're going to replicate that, but yeah. I think you're going to still get 25 plus carries out of their running backs.
So are you nervous about Robbie Anderson?
I'm nervous about having two guys for the Jets play well. So Robbie Anderson is clearly the best one. But Kearse is more of a hope and a prayer than it is a must-start guy.
I feel better about Kearse in PPR.
Because better about him than Anderson or just better about him in general?
Just better about him in general.
Right.
And Robbie, I've got top 20.
Okay. Anderson clearly the best wide receiver in this game. Is Kearse better than the Broncos guys?
I have it ranked that way.
I would rather start Demaryius than Kearse.
As much as I don't like the Broncos, just given the matchup, I would start Demaryius over Kearse.
I can't stand what I'm seeing from this passing game.
At least you're getting targets terrible. for Thomas.
Kearse is averaging Thomas is averaging 4.7 fantasy points a game with Trevor Siemian under center.
It's so bad. No touchdowns.
No touchdowns. None. He's had two good games, though.
But the Jets have allowed 70 or more yards to number one in eight straight games.
That's the only reason why you buy into Thomas.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to start him. But we're going to start Marquise Goodwin and Martavis Bryant over him, right? Over Demaryius?
I like that.
I would start Demaryius over Martavis, but I have set the lineup as I think it should be set, and I've told you that any changes you want to make, you can make.
Well, then I'm just going to ask
that these way he guys. Can blame you for the loss.
I'm going to ask these guys, Martavis Bryant or Demaryius Thomas?
Bryant.
Half PPR.
I'm taking the upside of Bryant.
I'm sorry, Heath.
Yeah. Enjoy your six targets.
It's more play on the quarterback.
Yeah, of course. How about Austin Seferian Jenkins in this game? He's 7th for Jamie, 9th for Dave, 12th for Heath, and fairly similar in PPR. Less than 30 yards in 5 of his last 6 games, and we know the Broncos, they give up a lot of touchdowns. They don't give up yards. They have not allowed more than 20 yards to a tight end in 3 straight games, but they've given up 2 touchdowns in those 3 games.
They've given up 5 touchdowns to tight ends in their last 6 games.
Yes, they have.
They have a problem defending them. In fact, there's only 4 games this year where they haven't allowed a touchdown to a tight end. But that's what you're hoping for with Seferian Jenkins.
You better get it. He's got one game this season over 46 yards.
So why would we rank him ahead of Steven Anderson, who you guys seem to like?
I don't.
You don't.
Interesting. You put him ahead of Anderson, or Anderson ahead of Seferian
Jenkins. Well, I mean, look, you know, you're if Will Fuller plays, it's bad for Anderson. And Anderson's had one game where he's flashed.
Right.
So You know, if they run on the Texans, on the 49ers, I don't know how much Tom Savage is throwing to Steven Anderson.
Okay, so Severian Jenkins is somebody you can start. He's 76% owned, and it's tight end, so, you know.
I'm with you on Anderson over Severian Jenkins, Heath.
All right.
Powell.
Yeah, not me. I'll take the matchup.
Powell and, I'm sorry. Powell Forte.
Confident. So I noticed last week, late in the game, Powell had four opportunities to cash in at the goal line. It was the first game in like his last five where he had that role instead of Forte typically had that role a little bit more. He couldn't do it on four carries.
But he did it
inside
earlier in the game.
He did it earlier in the game after McGuire. It looked like McGuire had scored.
Almost.
And then they went to Powell after that. But he had another opportunities. He couldn't get the job done. And I wonder if Forte works his way back into that role. He's already playing more on passing downs. And I wonder if he ends up being a little bit more valuable. These two play almost the same amount of snaps. We've seen it now for several weeks. Close in touches as well. I like Forte a little bit better because I think he'll work the goal line.
I like Powell better in standard, Forte better in PPR. I think just the 20 touches that they gave Powell last week speaks to how much they are going to lean on him on rushing downs more so than Forte, who played more in the second half than he did in the first half.
Martavis Bryant or a Jets running back?
Bryant.
I think I'd probably go Bryant too.
I think I'd go Forte. I might go Forte and Powell over Bryant.
Mike Davis or a Jets running back?
Jets running back.
Mike Davis.
Jets. Both Jets running backs.
Mike Davis. All right. Well, all right. That game's
coming. No. I'll go Powell, Davis, Forte.
Okay. Powell, Davis, Forte. So no CJ Anderson?
No.
He had 19 touches last week.
I'm starting CJ Anderson over the Jets.
Why?
He had 15 touches last week. You talked about it. I think they had a new offensive coordinator, and he decided, let's go back to CJ Anderson. He's our best running back.
After he said he was going to give Devontae Booker more work.
And I don't have any reason to believe that would change this week.
It's a tough matchup, though. It's probably a tougher matchup if Peck goes
out. Much tougher matchup.
Yeah, I mean, last six games, the Jets have allowed one running back to have double-digit fantasy points in standard. It was Tevin Coleman. That includes three running backs with 15 or more carries. They couldn't get to 10 fantasy points. I don't know that we're expecting 10 from anyone.
No.
But still, it just goes to show you how good the Jets have been in their last six games against running backs. But okay. CJ Anderson, still he's a flex? Or
he's a low-end number two.
Okay.
Barely a flex for me.
Yeah.
I think we've talked enough about Demaryius Thomas, and nobody wants Emmanuel Sanders, right?
No.
Which DST do you like better?
I like Sanders better than Thomas.
What? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, why?
I don't really like either one. I don't like either one, but if I'm taking a shot on a Broncos receiver, I'll take the one that's actually scored touchdowns with its quarterback.
What, wallet stuff?
Shower stuff.
Oh, shower stuff.
A lot of people in New York City try to sell the night before argument. They generally smell bad.
Night before argument?
Showering the night before.
But I don't smell bad.
I don't smell you, but I'm sitting on the other side of a very long table.
I do have deodorant on today.
That's
so
okay.
That's a good thing.
Well, you're on your honeymoon.
Thank you.
Real trouble.
Yeah, right.
Very proud of that. Okay, so I'm sorry. Which DST do we like better?
Jets.
I do not.
It's funny, though, Dave, because you said you don't like the Colts defense, but the Jets defense is bad, too.
The Jets defense is awful.
This offense is terrible.
But Nathan Peterman-led Bills is not terrible?
This offense is better than the Nathan Peterman-led Bills.
I think it's better than the Colts DST, too.
All right, Green Bay is at Cleveland. Stat of the game, Superman was created in Cleveland. So that was the 1930s. That's according to the New York Daily News, but it was from a website. I didn't put the URL. I apologize. But yeah, Superman was created in Cleveland.
Allegedly,
yes. Brett Hundley, no, right? No, thank you?
He was not created in Cleveland.
He was not.
As far as I know.
But we're not sure about that.
I would start Brett Hundley over Cam.
Whoa!
I think I would too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Cam could be awful.
Cam, yeah, he could run for 60 yards.
So could Hundley.
He did last week. That was a little out of character.
Not really.
That many yards? Who do you think? Okay, fine. So Cam, let's give Cam 20 more yards. It's not really enough to sway opinion.
Right.
All right. We don't want to start either of those guys, though.
No.
All right, forget it. I'm not wasting my time on that.
Earlier this week, Jamie said he'd start Jimmy Garoppolo over Cam, and I thought he was crazy. And you could hear, obviously, just how much he wants to. I can't help myself. Yeah. I would, too.
It's not that I want to. I am. I would prefer not to. I wish Cam was playing better and had a better matchup, but
and a better thumb. Green Bay running backs. That's a little bit more interesting here than Brett Hundley. Are we concerned at all about Aaron Jones taking work from Jamal Williams?
I'm hearing this a lot, especially on Twitter. People are very worried that Aaron Jones is going to take.
There's an ESPN report that says
Aaron
that
Jones was obviously healthy last week. He didn't play. He didn't.
I don't know if the coaches thought he was.
I read two things this morning. First off, they listed Aaron Jones first on the depth chart, if that matters, which is just going to make things annoying.
That just disgusting.
And McCarthy said he only wants to have, which is what he told me at the owners' meetings, he wants one guy.
Right.
He doesn't want to rotate guys. If Aaron Jones is the guy.
That's disgusting.
Then we may not see enough of Jamal Williams.
The theory that I might go with, and we saw it earlier this year between Montgomery and Jones, is that they rotated series. One series, it was he had one guy per series. But then you don't know who's going to do what when. You can't assign a role to a player.
Well,
kind of taking a shot in the dark. It is.
We got a matchup here where five running backs have scored 9 or more fantasy points against Cleveland in their last 4 games. More than one per game. So whoever is the feature back is a must-start guy.
But that's the
thing.
But
what do we do?
There's two backs who are going to rotate. Just like this is what I'm assuming. Because we've seen it before from the Packers.
Here's what McCarthy said. One guy stays in the game. Jamal and Aaron are high on instincts. That was his quote from yesterday. So
He said Jamal first.
The story that I'm reading here says, McCarthy went on to say it's best to switch running backs based on the personnel group, and he believes they are close to doing that with Williams and Jones.
Ooh.
Hmm. So, all right.
Based on personnel group, that would be a change. So he's talking out both sides of his mouth now.
Jones is listed as the number one running back on the Packers' latest depth chart, but Williams is the back.
Do we have to avoid them?
Look, I have Williams in three leagues. I'm starting him in all three. I just find it very difficult for them to get away from. The thing about the Packers, like, they just need to win this game 7-6, 1-0. I mean, however they get out of this game, they need to win it. So from their perspective, I would imagine they run the ball as much as they possibly can.
A big game for them tonight, right? They need the Falcons to lose, I'm assuming.
They need the Falcons to lose. They need the Rams to lose. They need the Seahawks to lose. They need the Panthers to lose. I mean, everybody that's winning the division, they just need to win.
The argument might have been easier for them to switch back to Jones over Williams until last week when Williams averaged 5.4 yards per carry.
Well, Jones averaged 20 yards per carry.
Well, he had one carry.
But I just don't, like, they don't give him a touch in regulation. They give him one touch in the whole game.
Yeah, I know. So, all right, we have to make a decision here. We can't just keep debating this.
I originally had
Williams
6.
Ahead of
I dropped
Aaron.
Him to 12. I may continue to drop him. It's just it's going to be frustrating.
Okay, yeah.
I'm starting him.
I hope we get a little bit more
I am too,
info.
But it's just I wish it was what we saw last week happens again.
But would you start Giovanni Bernard over him if Mixon's out?
I may get to that point by Sunday.
I would.
Start Alfred Morris over Jamal Williams?
I would.
Yes. If I'm starting Gio over him, I'm starting Morris.
I'm doing that already. Yes.
Okay. Demaryius Thomas?
No.
I'll go Williams.
Okay.
Your obsession with Demaryius Thomas.
I know. Well, it's like
you must have him on too many
top of
your
my
teams.
Brain. How about Marquise Goodwin or Jamal Williams?
Williams.
PPR, you might go Williams. Goodwin.
All right. What else we got here? Davante Adams must start?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Nobody else in the passing game, right?
Nope.
Going to Cleveland here. Cleveland running backs. Do you like either Cleveland running back better than Jamal Williams?
No.
Do you like either Cleveland running back better than Aaron? What's his name? Jones.
Aaron Jones.
Both. Yeah, both guys.
Okay, so we're not.
I'll take Crowell in standard over Jones, not Duke. PPR, I'll take them both over Jones.
What do you think about Crowell? You know, you look at the games that he's done well. The final score has been pretty lopsided.
But they're competitive.
But they were winning at halftime, I think, at Detroit, or it was tied. Maybe they had a close game with Minnesota for a half. They'll probably be in this game for a little while.
I continue to be turned off by the lack of commitment to him.
He's got to score.
That's what it comes down to, right? Because he's had a couple of games with 16 or 17 carries. And it's actually alternated. If you look at his game log, it's 16 carries, 12, 17, 11, 16, 11, 16, 10.
Oh, so it was 16 this week.
So maybe he's due for a 16 carry game this week against.
Great.
But it doesn't guarantee anything more than 7 or 8. Like Jamie said, you need him to score.
Let me give you some wide receivers that we can compare to Crowell. Demaryius Thomas, have we done him yet?
Mm.
How about Funchess or Crowell?
Crowell.
Funch and PPR is a no-brainer.
Kenny Stills or Crowell?
Stills. Probably Stills.
All right.
Probably Stills.
Probably Stills and Nash. And any interest in David Njoku?
Yeah. I mean, if you don't have Gronk or Ertz and you can get Anderson, Stills-Jones, Brate.
You'd rather have Witten, I assume?
I'd rather win.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. I like that Njoku has four catches in his last two.
I would start Njoku over Derek Cook, for example.
Ooh.
Wow. Okay. And the
what
Packers.
What has Cook done the last three games?
Nothing.
Give you any
offer, he offers lots of upside, and then he
so does
poops on you.
All right, so Packers DST is 58% owned. 10th for Jamie, 13th for Dave, 4th for Heath.
I like the Packers defense against the Browns.
The Bears.
It's the track record.
I like everybody
against
the Browns.
Right.
I'm lazy. Yeah.
But that's weird, though, because you don't like everybody against the Bears.
The Bears are not quite as good a matchup as the Browns.
Are you
better.
Sure?
I think they are better because of some numbers from earlier in the year.
Or Trubisky.
Well,
like at
Trubisky
Baltimore,
has a 2% interception rate.
The Bears are a home-road split. Like, yep. Every game they're on the road, they give up a lot of fantasy points to DSTs.
Three of the last four for Cleveland, they've allowed double digits in fantasy points, including a 33-point game. The Bears have allowed double digits in each of their last three. And six of their last seven.
Okay, they're both really good matchups.
Yeah.
Heath and I are starting the Packers, and we are very mildly excited about it. Somewhat excited.
I've got them number four. I guess I'm really excited
about
it.
Okay, you're very excited.
Wow. Yeah.
The Browns have allowed double digits in eight of their last nine to opposing offense.
They're both bad.
Yeah, it's a great matchup. But it's not as good as a movement watch.
The one thing, though, that makes me concerned about the Packers
is a movement watch?
No, is that Josh Gordon could go off in this game.
But what about a movement watch?
A movement watch will not go off. It will stay on your wrist no matter what. Actually, no. In all seriousness, look, movement watches. I love when the best thing is when our listeners tweet us about our sponsors. It means, you know, we're doing a good job giving people deals and people like the sponsors. And I think we have great sponsors. And I'm going to tell you, getting a lot of tweets and emails about movement watches. So I want you to get a movement watch either for yourself or right now during holiday season, get one for somebody else. Go to this URL, mvmt.com/ffootball. mvmt.com/ffootball. You get 15% off with free shipping and free returns, just in case you're crazy and you don't like it. Free returns, but you will love your movement watch. And like I said, when you go on that website, mvmt.com/ffootball, it's pretty hard to pick one because there are so many that you're going to love. So right now, get yourself a clean design, a great fashion statement, all at a very affordable price. They start at $95. $95. For a movement watch. You go to a department store, you're talking $400 or $500 and up for something like this. MVMT.com/ffootball. Free shipping, free returns, and 15% off. MVMT.com/ffootball. Join the movement. We got the Raiders at the Chiefs. Here's your stat of the game. Tyreek Hill. He's at home. 5 home games. Tyreek Hill averages a little more than 3 fantasy points in standard scoring leagues. 3 fantasy points.
But I've got a stat of the game to compete with your stat of the game.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say he averages 15 points in road games. But go ahead, Dave.
He has at least 6 catches. He has at least 12 fantasy points in each of his last 2 against the Raiders.
I know. But it is the home thing. All right. Start or sit Tyreek Hill?
Start.
Start.
Well, Demaryius Thomas or Tyreek
Hill? Yeah.
Kansas City's gone pass happy. That's part of it's one of several reasons why Kareem Hunt sucks.
Hill's actually becoming like a better PPR guy. He's 6-7 catches every game. All right, the first meeting was a B word. 31-30 Raiders. Derek Carr scored 35 points. Alex Smith 31. Kareem Hunt was still good.
Mari Cooper might have had a catch or two in that game.
210 yards and 2 touchdowns on 11 catches. Jared Cook actually had the best game of any tight end against the Chiefs. He had 6 catches for 107 yards. It's been a long time since we've seen something like that.
And it feels like this game doesn't have a lot of defense.
All right, so then why is Derek Carr low in your rankings? He's outside the top 12. He's 16th, 14th, 16th.
Haven't ranked him with Cooper yet.
That's the key?
Mm-hmm. If Cooper's playing, you've got to imagine his numbers pop.
So as of right now, we're assuming no on Cooper? He's out of the protocol, but still
has
the ankle.
As of Thursday morning, 10-11 a.m. Eastern time, yeah. But by 4:11 p.m. Eastern time today, we'll get more reports on Cooper. It'll look like he's trending in the right direction. We'll rank him. Carr's number will change.
Take a look at your rankings and tell me who you would move Carr ahead of if Amari Cooper plays.
I'd put him 13th.
From I already 16th. Have him 14th. I might move him to 9.
Whew.
And I might put him ahead of Drew Brees.
What's the weather, Heath?
It's really strange because they had a cold front move in. It was 37 yesterday for a high in Kansas City. It's supposed to stay in the 30s until Saturday, but then it's supposed to go back up in the 50s. So if that happens, he'll be okay. If it stays 37, then you have to drop him
Look, there's some validity to this. He does struggle in cold weather.
I have him at 16 now. I think I would put him at 13 once we put Cooper in.
And then that means you guys would move him ahead of, like, Case Keenum and Josh McCown?
Yep.
All right. I keep looking at your rankings. I can't wait to talk about this. But, Dave and Jamie, you're way too low on Carson Wentz. You got him outside your top 10?
Have you seen the Rams play defense?
Have you seen Carson Wentz play quarterback?
Yeah, he had a moderately good game last week. That's what I think he'll do this week, too.
You could talk me into moving him up a little bit.
All right,
but
I'm going
just,
to try.
There are so many quarterbacks that I like.
Heath's got a fourth.
That I feel safer about,
good
too.
Good for you, Heath.
There is a chance of a low of 40 on Sunday for Kansas City.
Yeah, I think
but
it's
that's a
new
a low.
Game,
that could happen at like 2 in the morning.
Yeah, keep an eye on the weather there. Marshawn Lynch, start or sit?
Start him.
He's a start, but he's going to be more of a number 2 running back if Cooper comes back. We haven't seen a game where Lynch gets a lot of volume, not since week 1, where Lynch gets a lot of volume and Cooper is on the field.
Yeah, I'm going to take my chances that they're going to give him a lot of volume this week.
Where'd you put him?
He's top 12.
I've got him 7th.
Dave's got him like 14th.
But I always love Marshawn Lynch.
Lynch or Burkhead?
I like Burkhead better, but they're close.
Me too.
Right. Lynch and Standard.
Lynch or McCoy?
Lynch. McCoy.
I think I have him back-to-back. I will take McCoy.
All right, the Chiefs allow the most fantasy points to opposing wide receivers. So who's a better start if they both play, Crabtree or Cooper?
Crabtree.
How come?
He's been better 80% of the weeks this year than Cooper.
Cooper's just, I know he had the monster game the first meeting, but he just hasn't had a bad year. He has caught a touchdown in 2 straight games, though.
You have to wonder if he's 100% too, if he does play.
Is he an automatic start for you guys if Cooper plays?
He's a top 30 receiver.
Would he be behind Robbie Anderson?
Yeah.
Yes.
Would he be behind never mind. Jared Cook. So Dave likes Jared Cook. Heath and Jamie are trying to avoid him, but Dave, you got him 8th in standard and 5th in PPR. His last 3 games, 4 catches for 47 yards. Against 2 of the 3 best matchups, too, the Broncos and the Giants.
Yep, another guy who's going to be moved down if Cooper's back.
All right.
When was the last time a tight end had a good game against the Chiefs?
Cook, week 7.
Yeah, they actually have been really good. Like, one touchdown all year?
I think it's been that long.
No, it has been. He's the only guy to go over 70 yards receiving against them. And again, one touchdown. So the loss of Eric Berry has not made them as dominant against tight ends, but they've still been very, very good.
And of course, you've got to look and see who they've played against. And they've played against some good ones. Got to tip your cap to the Chiefs. Jason Witten's had a bad game against them. Evan Engram, 1 catch for 9 yards in a game where he should have been a monster.
25 mile per hour win, but yeah.
Sure. Charles Clay didn't do anything against them. Safarian Jenkins last week didn't do anything against them.
It's a tough matchup, it appears. And the Chiefs have allowed 1 touchdown. Jared Cook has caught 1 touchdown this year. So Alex Smith, we go to the Chiefs. Alex Smith is top 5. Would you start him over the guys tonight?
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Would you start him over Phillip Rivers?
No.
Nope.
Ben Roethlisberger or Alex Smith?
Roethlisberger.
Smith.
All right, we are talking about some of the very best this week, though, so you can start Smith confidently. How about Kareem Hunt, start or sit?
I would try to get away from him if you could.
I'm probably starting him.
He's a number 2 running back.
I mean, we like the matchup, I'm sure, but he also had that matchup against Buffalo, and he was awful against them. Hunt or Lynch?
Lynch.
Hunt or Deion Lewis?
Hunt.
Lewis.
Hunt or...
I'm sorry, Lewis, excuse me.
Hunt or Kenyon Drake?
Drake.
Hunt or Crabtree?
I believe I have Crabtree higher.
I definitely have Crabtree higher right now.
Crabtree.
In a standard league, if Cooper plays, I'll probably go Hunt.
Look, the Raiders have held opposing running backs last 2 weeks under 2.5 yards per carry. And now they took on Denver and the Giants. It's not exactly rushing. But neither is Kansas City anymore. They're just not giving Hunt a ton of work. Mm-hmm. I think he's been under 12 carries 3 of his last 4 games.
Start Tyreek Hill, start Travis Kelce, and don't start the DSTs. Seattle is at Jacksonville. Huge game, and like I said, I don't want to spend too much time on this today because we spent a lot of time on it yesterday. Please listen to about the 40-minute mark of Wednesday's show if you want to hear about Russell Wilson, Doug Baldwin, and Leonard Fournette. But your stat of the game, Mark Easley has 9 or more targets in 4 of his last 5 games. So I'm hoping he gets double-digit targets. If he does, he's got a good chance to do well. 6 wide receivers with double-digit targets against the Seahawks. They have averaged 14.7 fantasy points per game in standard. That's monster production.
How about Seattle allowing a touchdown to a receiver each of their last 3 games without Richard Sherman and Cam Chancellor on the field? Byron Maxwell has allowed a touchdown each of his last two. He's been a liability in that defensive secondary.
So how do we feel about Marquise Lee, who really, I mean, the two bad games he had were bad weather at Cleveland and then Patrick Peterson against the Cardinals. Other than that, he's been like 70 yards every week, gets a ton of targets. Jamie, how do we feel about Marquise Lee?
He's a very good number three receiver, and if you've been starting him, you start him.
I've got him 24th, so he's right on the fence for me of a number two, number three receiver.
Kareem Hunt or Marquise Lee?
Hunt.
Lee in PPR.
Okay. Let me give you one more guy. Kenyon Drake or Marquise Lee?
I might go Lee Standard over Hunt, by the way. Drake for me over Lee.
Drake.
And Standard. Drake. I'll say the same thing. PPR, I'll take Lee over Drake.
I'll take Drake in both. I mean, he does a good job. They basically have the same amount of catches the last 2 weeks.
All right, Doug Baldwin is around 20th, and Russell Wilson. Dave, you're the high guy on Russell Wilson. I know Jamie and Heath talked about him yesterday. I think Jamie has him 11th, Heath 8th. You have him 6th.
I'm just trusting him to keep doing what he's doing.
Okay.
I know it's a tough matchup for him, but he finds ways.
But you can start Alex Smith, Phillip Rivers, Ben Roethlisberger. And what about Andy Dalton? Would you guys start Dalton over Wilson?
I think Dalton's safer. I like his matchup better.
All right.
I love Dalton when he's in these easy matchups. He almost always comes through.
Don't worry about Jimmy Graham. He's top 5. Blake Bortles is 19th for Dave, but not ranked in the top 24 for Jamie and Heath. You don't have to start Bortles.
He's been playing pretty well lately. I'm not ready to say that you should go and use him off the waiver wire if you're desperate for a quarterback. But in two quarterback leagues, if he's an option for you and you don't like your other options, you go with Blake Bortles.
Sure. Okay, Leonard Fournette is 14th for Jamie, 8th for Dave, and 12th for Heath. In standard, 17th, 11th, and 11th for Jamie, Dave, and Heath in PPR. And again, he's just not running the ball well. Seahawks defense has been great against the run, but you're hoping for 20 carries and you're hoping for a touchdown. And we you know, again, I just refer you to yesterday's podcast, not to tomorrow's. We talked about Marquise Lee. Who's Marquise Lee or Leonard Fournette?
Fournette.
Lee and PPR.
Yep.
All right. He's got a lot of catches lately, too. So that's it, I think, with this game. No, you want to tell me?
He's had, since he's come back from his injury, he's had 10 catches in 4 games, 14 targets, but he's not doing anything with them.
You got to hope that Jacksonville's in this game early.
Oh, are you talking about Fournette?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I meant Lee is getting a lot of catches.
He had 7 last week. He had 1 the week before. That was at Arizona. Right. But yeah, he's a high-volume passer.
You have to hope Jacksonville's in this game early, because if they get behind, we've seen T.J. Yeldon on the field way too much.
I know. It's not like an automatic slam dunk start.
No.
Nobody cares about my Fournette decision.
Well, what is it? Maybe someone else has the same decision.
If I knew about it. Okay, so it's Alex Collins, Deion Lewis, Alvin Kamara, obviously. So but for 2 spots, maybe just for 1, I might go with a receiver. No, 2 spots. Deion Lewis, Matt Forte, Leonard Fournette, and Alex Collins.
You need how many?
2.
2 from those 4.
Collins
Kamara,
for
Kamara,
sure.
Collins.
No, Kamara is.
Well, Kamara's out.
He's in my lineup. So it's 2 other spots. Yeah. So Collins over Fournette, I'm going to do.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then Deion Lewis will be a tough call. I know, like I said yesterday, Fournette's much more likely to score, but I think Lewis is like at least 8 points.
Lewis is safer.
It's PPR, you know? So, but you mentioned the stat about the running backs catching all those passes without Gronk. Maybe Lewis gets
Lewis
a few of
those. But Lewis and Gillislee in that game did not.
Oh, all right.
How about Fournette being under 3 yards per carry in 3 of his last 4?
He's been bad.
The one time he got 4 yards per carry, it was at Cleveland, and he had 28 carries.
Yeah. All right, we talked about the DSTs. They're both starts. San Francisco is at Houston, an interesting game. San Francisco, stat of the game here, they had allowed 100 total yards or a touchdown to a running back in each of their first 9 games. But
24 in a row.
24 in a row. But the last 3 games, nope. Arlen's Darkwell had a 2-point conversion to get to 10 fantasy points. Eddie Lacy, 5 fantasy points. Jordan Howard, 3 fantasy points. I can't imagine they have a good defense now. But what about Lamar Miller? And what about Carlos Hyde? Are these guys safe starts this week?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to classify them.
Miller's got much more upside.
I like Miller a lot.
Yeah?
I like Miller a lot. I don't think San Francisco has a good defense. I really don't think they have a good defense on the road. And I expect they're going to pound the ball with Lamar Miller.
On the road for the 2nd straight week in a row, we know Foreman isn't playing for Houston, and we know that Andre Ellington is a pass catcher. So their only guy to really hog up carries, I don't think it's going to be Alfred Blue.
He's also banged
doing
up.
Work. And yeah, that's right. So Lamar Miller is really in a great spot. And we've seen the fantasy floor for him of 8 fantasy points. And if he scores, that number miraculously becomes 14, because 8 + 6 is 14.
Do you like Miller or Fournette?
Miller.
Miller.
Heath?
Yep.
You're in this too. You're part of this.
Yeah, I do like Miller better than Fournette.
Carlos Hyde or Fournette?
Hyde in PPR, Fournette in standard.
I currently have Hyde behind Fournette, and I think I'm going to make the change and move Fournette behind him.
Hyde has not been good.
Yeah, I mean,
we're
talking about
somebody
not being good. Hyde has not been good.
No, last nine games he has two games with double digit fantasy points in standard, and only two rushing touchdowns. Both came in the same game. Now, you like to say he's better in PPR, but last week, three catches for 12 yards in Jimmy Garoppolo's first start. I will also say that he's had tough matchups, but he's got another one this week with Houston. So,
I don't know if this Texans run defense is as tough as they were earlier this year. Two touchdowns to the Ravens 2 weeks ago. And then last week against Tennessee, yeah, they allowed a 75-yard touchdown run to Derrick Henry at the end of the game. They were giving up like 5 yards per carry before that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're better off without Cushing.
DeMarco Murray, I don't know if Cushing played. DeMarco Murray averaged 6 yards per carry last week. DeMarco Murray.
DeMarco Murray, yeah. All right, so we got to talk about Garoppolo. Give me some quarterbacks you're starting Garoppolo over.
Well, Cam, you can start Cousins. With Cam. Cousins is another one.
Carr as of now.
Not Wentz, though? Please don't say Wentz.
No, nope. Not Wentz.
Okay.
How about Case Keenum? I'll start Garoppolo over Keenum.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
I'm not there yet.
You expect 20 fantasy points from Garoppolo or just below or what?
In that range.
Okay. 15, 16, 16.
I mean, here are some of the quarterbacks, the last six quarterbacks against Houston. Russell Wilson, 43 points. Jacoby Brissett, 23. Jared Goff, 32. Blaine Gabbert, 25. Joe Flacco, 9. Marcus Mariota, 20 fantasy points. That's 6 point per passing touchdown leagues. We like Marquise Goodwin a lot this week.
Yeah, Houston's allowed 9 deep pass plays. That's 20-plus yard pass plays in its last 5 games, 6 of them for touchdowns.
Wow.
Doesn't include 5 short catch-and-run plays for 20-plus yards, nor does it include a 22-yard fake punt pass play. They are giving up lots of numbers through the air.
I went to see if Goodwin was available. He's not, but I'm starting in one playoff, 2 49ers, which makes me feel so icky.
Why?
Garoppolo and Hyde.
I think it's a different offense.
Well, oh, it is, but they still didn't score a touchdown last week.
No, but at the very least, he was able to move the ball
quite a bit. I like him, and I do think he makes Marquise Goodwin a lot better, but there's reason for a little bit of nervousness.
I don't know.
If they were playing somebody else, I would agree with you.
Yeah.
They're playing just such an atrocious defense.
Can Garoppolo throw 2 touchdowns?
He could.
Well, if you think he can throw 2 touchdowns, where do you have him ranked?
14.
You should put him higher.
Well,
I'll put him where I want, damn it.
Sorry.
250-2 is what, 22 fantasy points? It's 20?
20. It's 22.
That's 20.
No, it's 22. It's 10 for 250.
Oh, you didn't 6 points. You didn't count the interception. Touchdown.
That's what I was saying. And then any turnovers. So if he has one
interception.
And
the interception last
20.
Week was not his fault by any stretch.
No.
But he's got some receivers that might create interception opportunities.
Can we talk about Trent Taylor?
I'm in a league there's nothing on waivers. It's a dynasty league. We have like 25 men rosters. Mm-hmm. And I actually didn't check the claims, but I did put in a claim for Trent Taylor.
I picked him up. I picked him up weeks ago, dropped him, picked him up prior to last week's game, and I'm starting him. It's a league where I can start 5 receivers. And
is it full-point PPR?
Full-point PPR.
That helps a lot. Think about where Garoppolo came from, the team he was on before.
Well, not
how
Cleveland,
they used,
we decided, right?
Well, he was never on.
Oh, no, it was Hundley, we said, wasn't created in Cleveland.
Hundley was created in Arizona.
Okay, thank you.
Garoppolo came from New England, and their inside-out passing game, they proved that leaning on slot receivers was a big deal. Who was the slot receiver for the 49ers? Double T.
Double T, Trent Taylor. All right, he's like 2% owned, I think, and he had 6 catches.
He's
for
like a
yards.
He feels like a guarantee of 10 fantasy points in a PPR.
All right, start Lamar Miller, start DeAndre Hopkins. Steven Anderson is around 10th right now. Could go down in the rankings if Will Fuller plays, and we're not starting Will Fuller if he plays, right?
No.
Okay.
Not unless you're way behind after Thursday's game and you need a Hail Mary receiver.
Oh, no, we have 3 games left. I thought we only had 2 games left. Here we go. Washington is at the Chargers. Stat of the game, according to SanDiegoSailingTours.com, WD-40 was invented in San Diego in 1953. Very important.
Why would SanDiegoSailingTours.com have that information?
Why would you give a San Diego stat when the team plays in Los Angeles?
Oh, my God.
How about Heath calling you out on that when Heath's been calling them the San Diego Chargers all year?
But I Googled San Diego fun facts. It's like, oh, I didn't even think about that. Pathetic. All right, Washington.
Next week, fun facts on Vancouver.
Is there anyone on Washington you feel good about starting this week?
Crowder has a number 3 receiver and P. Ryan has a number 2 running back.
Yeah, I'm still starting P. Ryan relatively confidently.
I kind of like Crowder more than a number 3 receiver. I like his matchup.
I like him okay in PPR. I don't like him very much in standard.
I just worry that Cousins is running for his life. Both tackles mispractice on Wednesday again.
But doesn't that help Crowder if Cousins is running for his life?
Didn't help him last week.
Well, he still had 7 targets, 5 catches. Maybe having a pass bounce off his hands in the red zone might have hurt his opportunities.
He'll catch the ball. He's got one touchdown on the season.
Yeah.
You know, so
no, you're looking for volume.
Right. Okay, so as far as Cousins goes, McCown over Cousins, Garoppolo, Keenum, right?
Easy.
Cam or Cousins?
I'll take Cam.
I'll take Cousins.
I don't think anybody – no, in fact, Trevor Siemian in week one is the only quarterback with 20 or more fantasy points against the Chargers this year.
And it's tough to say Cousins. He's got multiple touchdowns, I think 4 straight games.
He's playing pretty well. Just he's the circumstances
well.
Around
production
him
has
stink.
Not been great.
Yeah. All right, so P. Ryan or Giovanni Bernard?
Bernard.
I currently have P. Ryan higher.
Bernard.
P. Ryan or Fournette?
Fournette.
I currently have Fournette higher.
Fournette.
Okay. P. Ryan or Marquise Goodwin?
Goodwin PPR.
Goodwin and PPR.
How about Marquise Lee, Marquise Goodwin, Jamison Crowder? Rank them.
What format?
Crowder,
half PPR.
Lee, Goodwin.
Crowder, Lee, Goodwin.
Goodwin, Crowder, Lee.
Goodwin, Crowder, Lee.
Goodwin, Crowder, Lee.
Lee
last.
Crowder over Lee. I'm surprised. I'm not that surprised. Okay. So then, we don't really want to start Vernon Davis. We go to the Chargers. Phillip Rivers is a top 2 quarterback this week. You are starting Phillip Rivers. Melvin Gordon, still confident in him, must-start guy?
Yes.
Yep.
And Keenan Allen, yes.
Yep.
Hunter Henry, top 5. Yep. I mean, the fantasy, like, rankings lead you to believe that this is a blowout, which isn't good for P. Ryan. But we love the Chargers this week, put it that way. And nobody, okay, that's it. Keenan Allen, Hunter Henry, no sleepers here, right? Eckler?
No.
Benjamin?
If you're desperate.
Travis Benjamin or Trent Taylor?
Taylor.
Okay. Indianapolis is at Buffalo. Jacoby Brissett is not ranked. Frank Gore is a good sleeper. Gore or Perine?
Perine.
Perine.
Perine or McCoy?
McCoy.
Perine.
No interest in Marlon Mack, I assume?
No.
No.
All right. I know we talked about him like an hour ago. Starter sit T.Y. Hilton. Jamie, why don't you weigh in on that? What do you think about Hilton this week?
He's been bad more times than good, and it looks like Tre'Davious White's going to play, so... I think you look at what the Bills have done. They've allowed 1 touchdown to a receiver in Buffalo this year. Their secondary has played very well.
Yep. Wow, that's a great stat.
And so,
stat of the game.
I just can't trust him with the overall level of play. I think you're going to see the Colts be able to run on Buffalo. They should be able to dominate time of possession. So with what T.Y. Hilton's body of work has been, I cannot trust him in the fantasy playoffs.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going the other way if White doesn't play.
If White does not play, then that will help T.Y. Hilton, but I still think he's no more than a number 3 wide receiver.
He's a boom-bust number 3. He could absolutely win your championship for you. You just don't start him in a place where he could lose it for you.
Totally agree.
Here's a stat of the game for this game in Buffalo. Toronto is Canada's largest city with a population of almost 5.6 million.
Very good.
Yeah, just like the Chargers stat. Anyway, Jack Doyle. Jack Doyle seems to, like, alternate good and bad games now, especially with the catches. Do you like him better than the waiver wire guys, the Anderson, Seals, Jones group?
I do. He leads the Colts in targets this year. He has more targets than T.Y. Hilton. And if Tre'Davious White is going to play, I would expect him to have more targets than T.Y. Hilton in this upcoming game as well. He could absolutely bust for you, but there's not really a tight end that you can't say that about this
week. In standard leagues, he's been good for 1 fantasy point or less in 2 of his last 3. So
you know,
there
funny,
is certainly that, some volatility with him now that wasn't there before.
That's almost the same stats for T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah.
Oh, T.Y. Hilton, it's
well, T.Y. Hilton, 2 of his last 3, he was worth 2 fantasy points or less.
All season. And then,
he and has 8 week. Games out of 12 with 4 or fewer fantasy
yeah,
points.
Yeah, it's either he's great or he's completely
I will also say he's been worth 6 fantasy points or more in 3 of his last 5.
Who?
Jack Doyle.
Jack Doyle, and he has the second most catches among tight ends this year. So there's a difference between him and PPR and standard. As far as the Bills go, it's just LeSean McCoy. We're not trusting anybody else. Charles Clay is outside the top 15. And the Colts have allowed 6 touchdowns to tight ends, but, I mean, we're banking on it being Peterman.
It's hard to buy into Zay Jones with Peterman under center. Just the way Peterman played in his last game, just bleh.
Colts DST is 8th for Jamie, 6th for Heath, and
it's so funny you say that, though. You don't like the Colts defense. I don't understand it.
I don't like them. They're
a bad
defensive unit.
So are the Jets.
They're not as bad.
All right, let's go to our final game. Our final game is Chicago at Cincinnati, and we've already talked about the running backs. Our stats of the game were about the running backs. So, you know, Jordan Howard is around 24th in standard, closer to 30 in PPR, and Giovanni Bernard is going to be started in a lot of games because the Bears really struggle in a lot of leagues. Bears really struggle on the road, you know, of course, if Joe Mixon's out. And if Joe Mixon's in, then Joe Mixon's going to be started in a lot of leagues. So you guys like Andy Dalton a lot, right, Heath?
Yes, absolutely. I think Dave said it best. We really like Andy Dalton when he's in these relatively easy situations. And even in a not-so-easy situation last week, I know he was not good statistically in the second half of that game against Pittsburgh, but he was still good. There were just dropped passes. He hasn't thrown an interception for, what, 6 games now?
Yep.
He's a top-10 quarterback.
A little bit of breaking news just happened.
What was that?
Browns fired Sashi Brown.
Really?
Wow. Wow, that's a weird time to do it. Adam, you look distressed.
That's 2 GMs fired in the last 3 days.
Right, the Giants one I understand.
I honestly feel so bad for Cleveland fans.
Sure.
Like, I'm a Knicks fan. I forgot, and I love the Knicks. I forgot they were playing last night. And that's pathetic, but I've gotten to that point with them where they're so bad.
It's funny you said that this year.
And they're 500. They're terrible.
They're good with Porzingis.
They're 500. They've played like 7 road games. 7 road games all year. They're terrible. Anyway, Cleveland.
Speaking of teams that you're fans of, did you see that the Yankees said that Die Hard is a Christmas movie?
I saw Aaron Boone said
Aaron
that.
Aaron Boone said it. Well, that should just about
I'm all about
it.
Joe
He's
Girardi
a
now.
Of the Yankees.
Did you see there was like a big poll and like 30% of people said it was a Christmas movie and like 70% said it wasn't?
Well, I'm not sure it's the general public.
What was that poll?
I don't know, but a lot of people sent it to me.
AdamAzer's
also,
FamilyDinner.com.
If you keep sending me pictures of the ornament, the Christmas ornament of John McClane, like in the AC vents or whatever, I think it's a very ugly Christmas ornament. Aside from the fact that it's not a Christmas movie, like it's not a good ornament. They could do better than that. Like I'd rather see Hans falling from the
window. Do you remember what year we started talking about that?
1990, before we even met, I think.
We were the first. I don't care what anybody
says. We were the first.
You know what you should have done instead of talking about that?
What?
Bought Bitcoin.
It's up to $6 billion now. AJ Green's a must-start.
He's good.
There's nothing in it. Dontrell Inman.
He's not good.
Okay, this is an easy game. Start Green, start Bernard, start Dalton.
Try and sit Howard.
Tyler Croft, any interest?
Kind of.
A little.
If you like Dalton, you kind of have to like Croft.
Well, okay.
I mean, Croft didn't do anything last week.
He has 8 catches for 60 yards and 2 touchdowns in his last 4 games. 8 catches for 60 yards, but he occasionally finds the end zone.
Yep, touchdown or bust.
That's it for today's show.
Wait.
Oh, the wallet game.
First of all, I'd like to announce a big announcement. This is also breaking news.
That I have no money in my wallet.
This is the last time we're playing the AdamAzer wallet game. Because I just don't think it's right to keep taking Adam's wallet. We've been doing it for too many years.
I don't care what you say. I'm taking his wallet.
That is rude. That's a terrible thing to say.
It is a terrible thing.
I was going to say, let's play Who Can Guess How Much Money Is in Adam's Wallet. Oh. Whoever wins gets the money.
All right, fair.
All right, so go ahead. Heath, you're up first. How much money is in this wallet right now?
$214.
$214. Jamie?
It's about what Adam owes me for all of his fantasy leagues, so I'll say $110.
I'm going to say 16. I have not looked. This has not left my pocket since Jamie threw it at me before the podcast started. How much money is in your wallet, Adam?
You're going to be disappointed. You can have all of it. I have $0 in there.
What are you talking
about?
Not
one.
Look at all these hundreds in here.
Yeah, not one.
What are you up to, kid?
I had to use a credit card at the betting machine.
There's at least $1,000 in here.
No, that's all in
Bitcoin. And a note saying, meet Peter at the corner, 2:30. Look. What is this?
All right, we're done.
There's a check in here as well.
Jamie, say bye.
Bye.